Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Jean Hodesh of Green Market's Publicity Coordinator. Jean, how you feeling this morning after that birthday bash last night?
Hey, Erin. We're recovering. It was such a great party, though. It was really nice to see everybody out in Union Square last night to celebrate our 37th anniversary.
Awesome. Well, kudos. Where are we heading today?
So this week I wanted to talk about our youth markets, which is sort of another project that Grow NYC runs, and they operate kind of in conjunction with Green Market. So we've got 14 youth markets around the city, and they act sort of as mini green markets. So they offer a range of produce grown by Green Market farmers, and the stands are each run by youth who are hired by neighborhood partnering organizations. So the teenagers get a summer job that teaches them small business skills and marketing. They learn about healthy eating by doing cooking demonstrations and talking up their products to customers. And then it's an additional source of revenue for our regional farmers. So it's a really nice program. And the way the way that it works is that our Green Market farmers supply the produce to our wholesale operation, Green Market Co., which has a warehouse in Long Island City. So we have a refrigerated truck that kind of aggregates the orders, and then they drop off the produce at the various youth markets around the city. And then the team on the ground at each site sets up their stand. They set up tents and tables, and then they sell the fresh produce to customers in the neighborhood. So this summer we have 14 youth markets, which is awesome. They're in all five boroughs, and they all opened last week. So I think there were five opening last Thursday and then a bunch more on Saturday, and they operate through the summer and into the fall. So on Saturday I went out to the opening day of the Long Island City Youth Market. It was really great. It was, you know, people in the neighborhood were walking by. Council member Ben Bramer came by. And then we have one outside the public library in Kensington and Brooklyn. We have a couple in Brownsville, one at the Roberto Clemente Plaza in the Bronx, and we just opened a new one in the Rockaways at Beach 67th Street. So there are also a number of others, so I would suggest if people are interested in checking them out to visit our website, grownyc.org/youth market.
Excellent. And because these markets are a little different, I mean, what are the types of products and what are the farms, and how do we kind of like know what to expect?
Sure. So we have, just like all of our green markets, we have a dedicated web page for each of the youth markets. So you can visit them, find the one that's in your neighborhood, visit and find a full list of farmers that are supplying the farm stand. But because, again, it's sort of this aggregated order that comes in from multiple farms, there's a really great range of products. So last week in Long Island City, for example, I saw summer squash, callaloo, cabbage, beets, radishes, corn, and then the offerings will change as the season goes on, just like, you know, any of our green markets around the city. But one of the organizers at the market last weekend made a really great cooking demo using Swiss chard, scallions, and summer squash. It was all raw salad, really simple, and dressed it in a vinaigrette with lemon juice and a little olive oil. And you know, the kids, it was their first day at the market, they kind of watched her do the cooking demo. They saw that their Swiss chard wasn't selling that fast, and then we put the samples of the salad out. The Swiss chard sold out almost immediately. Everyone was eating the salad. The kids loved it. The customers loved it. So it was really fun to see, and people were definitely going to the farm stand after they tried it to buy specifically those ingredients so they could make it at home.
Nice. And I just want to ask, what is callaloo? I'm not familiar with that.
It is a green that is, it grows here. I know people who are from the Caribbean really love to eat it, and it's, you can kind of steam it like any normal green. You can use it in soup. I know Jorge Carmona, who sells at our market on Cortelyu Road, always sells out of it. There's like a huge devoted following just for his callaloo out in Cortelyu Road.
Awesome. Well, something to put on my shopping list this week. All right. Well, no, I know you were down in Long Island City checking out the market this week. What would you recommend for folks making the trek that way?
Yeah, it was such a fun day in Long Island City. So I biked over from Brooklyn through Greenpoint over the Pulaski Bridge, and the market was pretty much just on the other side. And then after I was there, there are so many restaurants to have lunch at along Vernon Boulevard. It's in the Hunters Point section of Long Island City, so it's really a really happening neighborhood. So after I had lunch, I biked up to the Noguchi Museum, which is this amazing sort of calm urban oasis that's not too far away. It's kind of an indoor-outdoor sculpture park with really beautiful gardens. And then also close by, there's PS1, which is another great art museum, but they have on Saturdays through the summer their really popular warm-up party that they always have DJs and people come and dance. And then also the Long Island City Flea just opened, and that's also in the same neighborhood. So it's got food vendors, craft vendors, and it's definitely a nice place to spend Saturday afternoon.
Awesome. Well, if folks aren't busy doing that this weekend or in the coming weeks, what kind of events and things are going on that they should keep their calendar clear for?
Sure. So we have another book signing with the authors of 50 Shades of Kale. They're coming to Union Square on the 27th. So they'll be signing books and doing cooking demos from 11 a.m. to 2. And then the same day, we've got a cooking demo from Quincipal, which is they're a company that's making these really beautiful food boxes that people can buy. So they shop from all of our farmers. So they'll be doing cooking demos as well that day at 11 a.m. And then coming up on July 24th, our Rockefeller Center Green Market opens. And that's always a really fun event every year. The market's not open for that many weeks, just maybe 4 or 5. But the market runs every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's really fun. So you can go up to Rock Center and check that out.
Awesome. Jean, thanks so much for taking some time to give us the update.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
For folks who want to stay tuned in to what's happening at the New York City Green Markets, definitely check them out at www.grownyc.org/ourmarkets. You can also find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the best place for the most amazing fruit and veggie picks, meat picks too. They've pretty much got it all, so check them out and keep listening. Stay tuned in next Thursday for another Grow NYC market update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.